Okay, everybody, here we are once again, Rancho Alegre Radio, and we have another special interview, this time with Tony Guerrero of La Sombra, and he stopped by to check us out. He just played Tejano Ranch last Saturday, and yesterday he was in Houston, so we went and spoke to him a little bit this morning, and I hope you enjoy the show. We're going to dedicate this whole show to La Sombra here on Rancho Alegre Radio. To hear these shows, be sure to check out RanchoAlegreTexas.com, also TejanismoExtreme.com, and hope you enjoy the show. Thanks. Okay, this is Rancho Alegre Radio. We have another special segment. We're going to dedicate this whole show to La Sombra, de Tony Guerrero. And right here with us, man, real treat, Tony Guerrero. Thank you for being with us, man.
Well, Frank, thank you for inviting me yesterday. I really appreciate this. I'd like to send a shout-out to all the crazy Sombra Mexicans out there, Mexicans, you know, and, of course, all our fans, all our friends out there listening to Rancho Alegre Radio, de parte de Tony Guerrero La Sombra, and we're here to let them know what's going on with La Sombra and all that.
All right. You know, and you guys, we're based here in Austin. You guys, y'all make the trip out here a lot. We really appreciate it, you know, keeping Tejano alive in Austin. I've seen y'all a couple of times, and it seems like y'all make the road trip cada, you know, cuatro, cinco meses, and that's really cool for y'all to come out here, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because of our fans, you know. We come out here, you know, we got crazy fans all over the place, you know.
I hear you.
You know, we really appreciate all the love and support they give us. And even though we haven't recorded anything new in over 11 years, they still support us, and we really appreciate that. So a shout out to all Sombra fans out there and friends, you know, thank you for all your love and support. And as long as they keep giving us love and support, we keep coming back.
I hear you, man. You know, and it's funny because even though y'all haven't recorded in a while, I mean, the hits are classics. I mean, for all you guys that don't know the Sombra, I mean, you know, if you're young, you're just learning, I mean, Mi Güerita Coca-Cola, you know, El Moño Colorado, one of my favorites to jam to, Freddie Martinez Potpourri, man.
That was really
good, you know. And so, how would I say, what's the origin? I know you guys are originally from Chicago, Illinois, and then you moved to Corpus, is that right?
Yes, we did that. We used to go out to, we used to go up north as migrant workers, you know, working in the fields and the tomato and all that stuff.
Wow.
And then we ended up moving around, you know, and stuff like that. We ended up staying up there in Chicago. And then I guess we found out that we could do music, so we started getting involved with that. So the group, Sinusioyan, in that area, and that's why we called it La Sombra de Chicago, you know, and we came down. Actually, we were the first group to come out of Texas, into Texas, and be successful, you know. And that's, again, thanks to all our fans, you know, friends, you know, for making it possible for us. I really appreciate it. I want to thank them all, you know, with all my heart, and for all the love and support they've given us for the past years. It's been almost 3 decades, you know.
Yeah. And, time flies, huh?
Yeah, and for not recording in over 11 years, you know, working just with the name, you know, again, all because of our fans, you know, really appreciate that, and I really appreciate that, you know, that they've been supporting us and always showing their love every time we go to every different city, certain different town, and but we are working on some new stuff, and hopefully very soon we're gonna have some new stuff for everybody out there.
Y'all hear that? Y'all be sure to keep it tuned in to your local radio station. I know we got KXTN out there. What's the other one? Radio Jalapeño. All them guys are supporting. Any radio stations you want to throw a shout out to?
Oh, man, I want to send a shout-out to all of them, you know, because they've always had our back also, you know, and I really appreciate it. Just like our fans, you know, all the radio stations, all the newspapers, magazines, you know, and, you know, they've always supported us, you know, and I'd like to send a shout-out to everybody out there in the media, you know, for all the support they've given us, especially all the fans.
So keep your ears out for that new material. I know I'm excited about it. So let's go ahead and take a break and let's do some jams by La Sombra here. We're here with Tony Guerrero, so keep listening here at Rancho Alegre Radio.
Marcaron del cielo dos ángeles. ¿Dónde está la carne?
Allá, allá, allá.
Well, I was getting kind of hungry and I wanted to eat. I took off my mama for some burgers and a treat. Slices of tomato and a lot of mayonnaise. The lettuce and the pickle looking up in my face. But where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Man cannot live by bread alone. He needs a lot of juice for his soul and his bones. I got to keep my energy, I need a beef supply. Cause I got to keep my baby satisfied. But where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Well, my mama done told me never
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Hey, bro.
Where's the beef?
Okay, once again, we're here, Tony Guerrero from La Sombra, and we're here at Rancho Alegre Radio, and let's see, you guys, so y'all moved to Corpus, ¿verdad? And originally, it was Tony Gavino, right,
yes,
Guerrero? And also, Albert Tiger Diaz, taking it back a little bit to the history of the group.
Yeah.
And you know how you were saying it's been a while since y'all recorded? That's a testament to the quality of your sound, man. It's really great. It stands up to anything that's put out today. You put it side by side, it sounds great. You know,
thank you, man.
It doesn't
appreciate
sound
it.
Dated or anything. Soy de aquella.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much for your comment on that. And on our new stuff, man, I can say it's a little bit ahead of our time also, you know.
Orale.
Back in the day, La Sombra was like that, you know. It was like we were ahead of our time. And with the new stuff that we're coming out with, it's the same thing, you know. It's Sombra style, but it's a little like ahead of time, you know. And
right.
I think I know that everybody's gonna like it, and
awesome.
You know, and it should be out very soon. You know, just going through some legal things here and there, you know. But as soon as we get it done, you know, it's done already.
Oh.
You know, we're just waiting on some things, you know, to come through.
It's funny you say that ahead of your time because of the Cumbia Kings, Cruz Martinez, or is that his name, Cruz?
Yeah, he's my nephew.
He claims, you know, he says, you know, you guys were ahead of your time, and he was also a bandmate.
Yeah.
También, so.
Also, they were also ahead of their time, too, man.
You know. It's funny. It's in the blood.
I guess it runs in the family,
that's
you know.
That's right. And so y'all recently did a show in Austin last Friday, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time in Austin. We were at the Hound Ranch. I want to thank all the fans that were out there with us, you know, who supported us and, you know, showed their love for us. We really had a great time. And also yesterday we were in Houston.
Orale.
Also, you know, we'd like to thank everybody in Houston that were there last night also, who also showed their love and support for La Sombra. I had a great time this past weekend. And we got some dates coming up also in the near future. And and also be looking out for the new Sombra CD.
Yes. Keep your ears out, man. These guys, go pick up some of their older stuff. You know, they've got some great, great sounding music. And también, I mean, they weren't called. If they come to your town, check them out. They were the first to be called the number one show band of all time.
Yeah,
you know, that's a title that's given almost to anyone now. But back then, it was well deserved, and it still is, because I was impressed with the show, and I always am.
Yeah, these Mexicans have been working too hard, man. There's too many groups now than back then, you know. I mean, there wasn't that much competition back then, you
That's
know.
Right,
now,
huh? Yeah.
You know, they got to working, you know. So now there's a lot of groups out there. But you know what? My hats off to all of them, you know. Everybody doing their thing, you know,
and
like we did, you know, and we're still doing it, you know, and my nephews are doing it, Cruz Martinez, you know,
yeah.
And he's got Los Super Reyes now.
Oh, yeah, that's
and,
right.
And my nephew Alex, who's also was a part of the group La Sombra, he's got K-1,
oh,
Kings
okay.
1,
oh,
you
yes,
know.
Yes.
And I got some other nephews that are involved in the music business also. I got my son recording. My son is 14 years old right now.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's recording stuff. He's doing little hip-hop, rap, and cumbias and stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
He's recording his own stuff also, and so, of course, us, you know, we got a lot of little surprises coming up for everybody out there by La Sombra, you know, and relatives
man.
Also, you know.
So there you have it, people. Let's go ahead and take another break, man. We're going to throw some more jams of La Sombra, and we'll be right back here at Rancho Alegre Radio.
En la bola, yo soy su dueño y de su amor.
me supiste enamorar, mi güerita chiquitita, no me vayas a dejar. Cuando pasa mi güerita Coca-Cola, todos los hombres se voltean a mirar. No me cuenten que yo no estoy en la amarte así, cuando todos que te quieren y tú me quieres a mí. Con tus curvas Coca-Cola me supiste enamorar, mi güerita chiquitita, no me vayas a dejar. También para todos los de Chicago.
Feliz me siento porque que ya la tengo aquí. Tantas cosas que yo le quiero decir, que yo le quiero decir. Feliz me siento porque ya la veo venir, porque si no llega pronto me voy a morir. Pero qué feliz me siento porque ya la tengo aquí. Tantas cosas que yo le quiero decir, que yo le quiero decir.
Okay, we're back here with Tony Guerrero of La Sombra. Anybody who knows Tejano music knows about The Sombra. I mean, so many hits. Sop, Sop, Sopo, man.
29 CDs.
¿Aduena?
29 CDs.
29 CDs. Fíjate, fíjate. Yes, and it seemed like, you know, the hits that y'all came out with, I mean, they stuck to the mind. You know, se quedaban en el cerebro, you know. At every party you hear Sop, Sop, Sopo, you know, and stuff like that. And Güerita Coca-Cola and all that. And tell us, where, you know, we were talking about how it's in the blood, ¿verdad? En la sangre. Where'd you get? Where was your influences, man? ¿Quién te motivó, you know, to get in there?
I would have to say it was my mom and my sister.
Is that right?
My mom and, yeah, man, she could sing, you know. She was
all... Is that right?
Yeah, she... I would go lay on her lap and she would pull my hair, you know, give me a little massage on my back and... Well, she'd be singing, you know, while she'd be doing that.
Wow.
And sometimes I start singing with her, you know, we do first in harmony, you know, second harmony.
Wow.
And I got it from her and my sister, Maria Luisa G. Ramirez, who was a song composer for La Sombra,
uh-huh.
You know, who the majority of the hits we had were written by her. Mi Güerita Coca-Cola was written by her. Sancho
right?
was written by her. Pepe Le Pew, Eres Tú, and many, many, many hits that we, you know. She is who's Maria Luisa Ramirez, who is the mother of Alex from the K-1,
okay.
You know, so
uh-huh.
It's all like family, you know.
Right, right.
And I was influenced by my mom and my sister, I could say that, you know. And there's other groups, too, you know, that I had, you know, that were that back in the day, you know, they would go to Chicago. And I used to have this habit of going and sitting down next to the keyboard players, you know, and
uh-huh.
checking them out, you know. And,
wow.
Because I play keyboards also, you know, so.
Huh. Well, let's go ahead and take another break, get some more jams in there, and we'll be right back.
La cumbia del sapito la vamos a bailar. Un sapito y otro sapito, un sapito y otro nomás. Un sapito y otro sapito, un sapito y otro nomás. Bríncale para arriba, bríncale otra vez. 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 Un paso para adelante y otro para atrás. 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 Para arriba, bríncale otra vez.
adelante y otro para atrás. Un paso para adelante y otro para atrás. Un paso para adelante y otro para atrás. Un paso para adelante y otro para atrás.
Pepe no se quiere bañar, le tiene miedo al agua, ay no se va a ahogar. Le gustan las muchachas, ¿y cómo le va a hacer? Si donde quiera que ande siempre va a oler. Ay, pero Pepe le dicen el Pepe Le Pew.
Le gustan las muchachas, pero hay hijo de su.
Ay, pero Pepe le dicen el Pepe Le Pew.
You like all the girls, but the girls don't like you.
¡Órale, Pepe! ¡Ay, ay, ay!
vamos al lago y se moja los pies. Siendo mexicano hasta grita el inglés. Se moja la cabeza y se quiere desmayar. Y si se moja todo, pues ahí va a quedar. Ay, pero Pepe le dicen el Pepe Le Pew.
Le gustan las muchachas, pero hay hijo de su.
Ay, pero Pepe le dicen el Pepe Le Pew.
You like all the girls, but the girls don't like you.
A gozar con la sombra, al ritmo de cumbia. Cuando vamos al lago y se moja los pies, siendo mexicano hasta grita el inglés. Se moja la cabeza y se quiere desmayar. Y si se moja todo, pues ahí va a quedar. Ay, pero Pepe le dicen el Pepe Le Pew.
Le gustan las muchachas, pero hay hijo de su.
Ay, pero Pepe le dicen el Pepe Le Pew.
You like all the girls, but the girls don't like you.
Ay, pero Pepe le dicen el Pepe Le Pew.
Le gustan las muchachas, pero hay hijo de su.
Ay, pero Pepe le dicen el Pepe Le Pew.
You like all the girls, but the girls don't like you.
Okay, we're back here with Tony Guerrero of La Sombra. And let me ask, this is something I like to ask artists right now. What Tejano jams are you jamming to right now?
Well, Tejano jams that I'm jamming to, man, that's somebody's new stuff.
Oh, is that right? You're really into it, aren't you?
Yeah. Aren't well, it's because, like, we've been out of the picture for, we were out of the picture for about quite a while. I got sick, you know, I've had three surgeries.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I kind of had, like, a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I was sick, like, for about 7 years.
Wow.
So, you know, all that time that I was off, you know, I was writing songs and working on some music at the same time, but I was basically staying home.
And how you doing now, brother?
I'm doing, man, great. Gracias a Dios.
Gracias a Dios.
You know,
yes, sir.
You know, I want to let everybody know, man, keep an eye on your health because, I mean, you don't think about it until something happens. That's the way I was.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I never thought about it. You know, I thought I was never going to get sick.
Right.
You know, man,
right.
When it happened, you know, I ended up going into the hospital the first time and had my first.
I
mean, they told me right there and there, you know, and
yeah.
I went to the hospital to say, hey, what you got is very serious. You need to go to surgery the next day, you know, so. You know, it's kind of crazy. So, you know, my advice to everybody out there right now, go get a physical checkup or something like that and find out what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and pero gracias a Dios, you know, they found out what was wrong with me right there and then, you know. And actually, the first time I was in the hospital, 30 days, you know.
Right.
And then I had my first surgery. And then through the past 7 years, you know, I had two other surgeries. And a lot of kind of crazy stuff, but gracias a Dios, I'm still here, you know, for some reason, you know.
Yes.
I'm still here.
Still have work to do, man.
Yeah, and we got the new stuff, so, you know, that I guess I said La Sombra because, you know, I've been home, you know, just sitting there and listening to my own stuff, you know.
Right.
I listen to it a lot because when I do a song, you know, I listen to it a lot because maybe I need to take this part out or add here, or add trumpets here or there, you know. So that's the reason that I listen to it a lot.
Right.
Sometimes I get bored from it.
Oh, okay.
From listening so much. But.
And it's funny, you know, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, but everyone that's followed me, Baldomero Paranero Cuellar, y'all know that I had a stroke last October, and I'm barely getting on my feet. Sounds like Tony had about, you know, a serious bout. Get yourself checked out, man. Go get a physical. The silent killers, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, you know, watch it. You know, they will sneak up on you. We all feel invincible, but, you know, you can prevent it. Go to the doctors, Asa. That's all I can say. Go to the doctors. Don't be afraid of the doctors. They're our friends. So let's go ahead and take another break. We'll be back with Tony Guerrero here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Te acuerdas de mí como yo me acuerdo de ti. Júrame que nunca tú me dejarás, que
De un amigo que se llamaba José. Escribió una canción y dijo que se iba a hacer famoso. Y aunque nadie quería escuchar su canción, ni sabían cómo se llamaba, pero le dice: sabían cómo se llamaba, pero le dice.
Everybody, we're here back, Rancho Alegre Radio, and we are here with Tony Guerrero, once again, of La Sombra. Anytime they come to your town, Raza, come check out this band, man. Their music is timeless, and even if you don't think you know any songs of La Sombra, you'll be surprised. You're going to hear some songs that you heard growing up, or maybe, you know, your dad was a fan of, or your tios, whatever, and it's some dancing music. You're going to really enjoy yourself, and this comes from someone who's seen them a handful of times.
And 95 was your last album that y'all recorded, right?
Yeah, 95, which was La Nueva Generación. That was our last CD, record we recorded. But I don't know if I mentioned earlier, but we have like a total of 29 CDs that we've done in the past, you know.
Oh, yeah, and just to name a few of them, Solo Para Ti, Se Me Va, Más Que Amor, Eres Tú.
Yeah.
Todo Me Recuerda De Ti, classic albums, man. I'm telling you, all of them, you know, it was just a great sound. You know, I like them. You know,
thank you.
So, and a lot of people like them. I mean, we also DJ weddings and stuff like that. We get requests all the time for your music, and that's just a testament of the quality product that you guys put out, man.
Well, you know, again, I would like to thank all our fans, you know, and friends out there for all the love and support they've given us for the past years. You know, like you say, you play our music at weddings and stuff like that. I mean, that happens everywhere, you know. And, you know, when we go and do shows, you know, people come up to us and they say, man, we used your song for our dance, you know.
Yeah,
we used one of your songs Some people have dollar dances and stuff some quinceañeras, they do a special dance. Sometimes they use el sapo, you know, for their presentation, you know, and stuff like that, you know. And a lot of people come up to me and tell me things like that, you know. So I want to thank everybody who's done things like that. And even the ones who haven't done anything with them, I want to thank them too, you know, support too, you know. I just want to let everybody know, you know, La Sombra is still here, you know, we're back, and gracias a Dios, you know, for giving us another opportunity, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the new production coming out, the new CD, hopefully very soon, si Dios quiere, and it's going to sound good, man. You know, La Sombra's got new stuff coming out. I don't know, I think I might have mentioned earlier that my son's recording too.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He's going to be coming out with some new stuff, and I got my family also working, K1, Super Reyes, you know, they're all bringing all the new stuff out too, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, keep supporting the music, like we say here at Rancho Alegre, and also... Keep an eye out for these CDs. You know, in Austin, go see Tomas there at Turntable Records. In San Antonio, of course, the Mecca, Janie's Record Shop. And in Corpus, you have El Zarape Record Shop. Go check out Carlos and all them. You know, get their new CDs, support the band. And we'll be right back. This is Rancho Alegre Radio.
Por ti. ven aquí cerquita, linda trigueñita, deja que te quiera con todo mi ser. Cariñito mío, amor chiquitito, siento muy bonito, muy dentro de mí. Yo me desespero y por ti me muero, si por un instante no estoy junto a ti. Pero como el tuyo nunca existirá. Lindo cariñito, cariño de mi alma, dame tus besitos que saben.
Rancho Alegre Radio here with Tony Guerrero, nice enough to come and see us. You know, he did an awesome show in Austin. I heard some good things about the Houston show. And if you wanna keep in touch with this band, go to Facebook, La Sombra de Tony Guerrero. If they reach their limit on their first page, they're gonna start another one. They want to keep in touch with all of the fans. I mean, let me tell you something. When I contact this band, there's a lot of bands who they don't have time or they don't manage it well. You send a message to Tony Guerrero, you're gonna get a response. And they're available for quinceañeras, weddings, any special events. You know, hit them up, man. You know, support the group. And it's a sound that everybody can get into. Tia Chencha, 60-year-old, will get into it. And your young nephews, your kids will get into it. It's an awesome sound. Tony, thank you, man. Anything you want to tell your fans out there?
Yes, I want to tell them that just in case we don't reply, not to get mad, because sometimes it's kind of hard to keep up with, you know, thousands and thousands thousands of fans, But we do try to...
Eventually y'all do it,
Yeah,
huh?
We do. Yeah, yeah. Yes, we do, you know, and a lot of groups don't do that, but we do because we want to, you know, keep our fans happy.
Oh, yeah.
But like said, you know, sometimes it's hard because we're on the road and stuff like that. You know, and then there's so many, you know, postings. Sometimes you miss one or something, you know.
Right, not that
we don't want to reply. Or sometimes it takes us, you know, time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but we 99% of the time we get everybody, you know, and reply to everybody, you know, and let them know what's going on with La Sombra and stuff like that. You know, because to me, I'm just another person like everybody else out there, you know. So, you know.
Working man, right?
Yeah, and you know, so I got feelings. I mean, I know everybody's got feelings like I do. You know, so I know what it feels like to be let down or turned down, you know.
I've been
let down or turned down before, so I know what they're feeling. So I don't want to put anybody through that.
I hear you.
Hit us up on Facebook or MySpace, you know, and we're, like you said, we're getting to the limit, but we're starting the new page on La Sombra de Tony Guerrero, the official page on there, you know. Frank, I'd like to thank you, you know, for giving me the opportunity here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
It's our pleasure.
And especially all the kids out there, you know, education is very important. It's right around the corner. You know,
yes.
Make sure you get your education, you know, and stay away from drugs. You know,
Pick up an instrument.
It's kind of hard for a lot of people. Don't believe me, you know, but I have never drank or smoked in my life.
Salud, man.
Being in the business I'm in, you know, it's kind of hard because people, you know, they always say, you know, all the músicos, you know, they do this. But, no, you know, I get my high and my energy out of the crowd, you know, when I'm performing. That's where
great.
I get my high and my energy
great,
from.
Man.
And that's where the group gets it also from. And But all the kids out there, man, you know, education is very important. And I hope everybody's out there waiting for the new Sombra stuff. You know, be looking out for it very soon. You know, I'm sure you're going to hear it right here on Rancho Leyre. My tongue's getting stuck here.
It's a tongue twister. We
Rancho
did that on Leyre. Purpose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, be looking out for it here. And once again, thank you for the opportunity, and I hope to see you when La Sombra's around in your town.
Orale, that's right. We've been here with Tony Guerrero y La Sombra, and we want to thank him again, and keep an eye out. You know we're going to play it here on Rancho Leyre Radio. We're big fans of La Sombra, and thank you for touching up on education. That was really big of you. You know, a lot of people don't push that. And also, Rancho Leyre is starting. It's already up, and bands are starting to sign up. It's Tejano Conjunto Pedia. And if you go to our website at RanchoLegreTexas.com, there is a box there that says, you know, the Tejano Conjunto Pedia, where you can add your information. And we, especially for booking, you'll get history of the band, discography, and you'll get booking numbers. So I invite you, Tony, to sign up on that and put your contact numbers, so that we want to make it a one place where people can go, and it's free to the bands and to the fans, to basically put their information, so that if they want you for a Quincenera stuff, they don't have to, you know, call everybody, call record companies. Now they can go straight to you guys. Mm-hmm. So with that said, I invite you to join up.
Yeah, well, thank you for the invitation. You know, we'll be there.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. And once again, thank you very much. And we're looking out for La Sombra with the new stuff.
Oh, yeah. So you've been listening to Tony Guerrero y La Sombra. And thank you for listening, Rancho Leyre Radio. And we will see you next time. Next time they come into town, we'll try to catch up and talk to them again, Raza. Thank you for listening.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the interview. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show with some more songs for La Sombra, dedicating the whole show to La Sombra, de Tony Guerrero. Be sure to contact us to let us know which artist you want us to interview. Rancho Leyre Radio.
Yeah.
hope you enjoyed the show. We thank you. We'll see you next time here on Rancho Lero Radio. And we're ending it fun, of course, La Sombra. Thank you for listening.
Qué linda es la chupa rosa que se para de flor en flor, con sus alas muy exquisitas y muy llenas de mucho amor. Chupa rosita, no te equivoques de flor, yo te busco noche y día con ansiedad y alegría. ¡Ay, mi chupa rosita! Rosita.